This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, it's Babs again. Called to ask a question during your show today, but was told by your producer that it was a rerun and you weren't there. Later on in the show, someone else called in and you took the call. If you don't want to talk to me, just say so.
That's very funny. And that was written by Brent Glogey. He lives on. Clever man. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest is economist Mark Schneep. What is the con to strong growth? We've started 2024 happier. We've started 2024 happier than any time in 2023. Why is that? Is improvement through 2024 for real or rigged? And CPI, does anybody care? Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. I do want to mention, last week, my guest mentioned that Das Williams supported a cause that he was working on, the offshore buoy desal mini plants. And that was the day before the election. And I prophetically said, well, I'm sure Roy Lee will support it as well. And lo and behold, an upset victory for Roy Lee over Das Williams. Still no purchase on the baby grand piano. The Kohler and Campbell, $5,000. Maybe we'll get Mark Schneep to buy it. If you want a really pristine baby grand piano, text or call me, 805-452-2428-452-CHAT after the program. So let's take a look at year-to-date. I have year-to-date through March 8th, 2024, the 10th week of the year, so easy to do the number of sales per week, 100, and I have from Carp to Goleta, and also without Hope Ranch in Montecito. So the median price, just a hair under $2.3 million year-to-date, single family, first 10 weeks of the year. Last year, it was $2,275,000. This year, $2,295,000. 2022, it was $2,004,000, actually higher than this year. 2022 finished at $2,212,000. 2023 finished at just under $2,224,000. So we're at $2,295,000. At one point, it was $2,450,000 after 5 weeks. Started off with a bang, but no one anticipated or expected that to continue. Have to go back to 2021 to get below $2 million for the first 10 weeks of the year, $1,950,000. And then going back about $1,004,000, $1,004,000, $1,002,000, $1,003,000. 2015, $1,160,000. Was the median price first 10 weeks of the year with 189 sales. So 10 weeks, that's 18.9 sales per week. This year, 111 sales. So 11 sales per week. And last year was 104. So just over 10 sales per week. We ended up 2023 at 13.25 sales per week. So the first 10 weeks at about 10 sales per week, significantly lower. So hopefully we'll see that kick in this year as well. To get that low for the first 10 weeks of the year for the number of sales, again, 111 for this year, 104 last year, you have to go back to 2018, 153, which is a lot higher. A lot higher. 2022 was 185. And of course, the year I hate to quote because it was just off the charts, the unicorn year was 2021. We had 241 sales in the first 10 weeks of the year. So that's 24 per week. We ended up at 26.38. So we ended up higher. So that bucked the trend for everything. What about without Hope Ranch and Montecito, you ask? 84 sales the first 10 weeks of the year without Hope Ranch and Montecito with a median price of just over $2 million. And last year, first 10 weeks, 82 sales without Hope Ranch and Montecito for the first 10 weeks of the year. Median price of 1.6. It would have been real clever of me to have down the entire year without Montecito and Hope Ranch. I have that buried somewhere in the stack. But a 2 million compared to last year's 1.6 million, now 2022 is 1.9 million. So it fluctuates. It's just a 10-week period. There's about five of them. But you can go back to the lowest, the same year, 2018, without Hope Ranch and Montecito, 123 sales, a number of sales, first 10 weeks of the year without Hope Ranch and Montecito. In 2018, 123 sales. And this year, 84. So 2018, without Hope Ranch and Montecito, the median price was $1.2 million plus. And in 2015, 134 sales, first 10 weeks of the year without Montecito and Hope Ranch, median price of $915,000. Yeesh. Overall, the median price 2015, first 10 weeks of the year, was $1,160,000, and we ended up that year at $1,132,000. So, $915,000. So basically it's doubled for both with, including Carp to Goleta, and then without Montecito and Hope Ranch, from 2015 to today, the median price virtually doubled. I have a quick shout out to a listing at 2788 Alta Drive, which is up in the off San Marcos Pass, Painted Cave area. We have three listings under $1 million, but one of them is on leased land. So the two remaining ones are in Painted Cave area off of 154. This one at 2788 Alta Drive is $1,300,000. Been on the market 60 days, and it's 2,200 square feet. Three bedroom, three bath, custom home. And RV parking and detached workshop, and it's up there. And why am I plugging this listing? Well, the agent is in my office, very creative. He had a virtual tour. He said, go online, look at the photos, and then come back with either a comment or a question or two, something along those lines. And that was clever. And he said he was going to give out two gifts of $100. Well, even if he wasn't giving the gift, it was a very clever idea, because not everyone wants to take the drive up there. And I won $100. So now go sell 2788 Alta Drive. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with my guest economist, Mark Schneep. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.